Okay, now we're going to do Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Amar LeRavacha Berei DeRava LeRavashi, right after the Simon in parentheses, now on the fourth line. Amar LeRavacha Berei DeRava LeRavashi, Ravacha Berei DeRava said to Ravashi, why did the Braisa say that without the pasuk of Ga'ol Yigael, we would have thought that someone's makdish to stay achuza cannot be love of a goel and cannot be goel chatzayin? Because we could prove from someone who sells a house in Batei Rechoma that even though it could be redeemed right away, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to be love of a goel, you're not allowed to be goel chatzayin. But ikal lemifrach, we could ask on that, on that raya, and say, malamocher bayis Batei Rechoma, shekin hurakocho li goel yolam. Think about the fact that you can redeem a house in Batei Rechoma right away within the first year. That may sound like a big kula, but we're really very machmir about a house in Batei Rechom in walled cities, because if you don't redeem it in that first year, you're never going to be allowed to redeem it ever again. So Tamar B'Makdish, would you say the same thing by Estei Achuzah, Sheyafa Koch L'Gol L'Olam, where we're so lenient and we allow you to be Gol L'Olam until Yovel? So if the Gizbar hasn't, if the Hegdish hasn't sold it to someone else, so it makes sense that when you're Makdish Estei Achuzah, that you should be able to be love of a Gol, sign. It's more kal, we're more lenient with it. So the Gemara answers, no, I'm the Ravacha Sava, the Ravashi, the Ravacha Sava says Ravashi, it's not a kasha, mishum di'ikal ha-meymar, ne'hadirdina. We could have said that we can make it tzad hashava, tesi b'ma tzad. Let's learn it out from a tzad hashava between selling a stei achuza and selling a house in a walled city. That if you're going to ask, well, a house in a walled city has this special chumrah that you can't be goelit after the first year, and maybe that's why we're so strict that you can't be love v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin. But when you're makdish stei achuza, you can be goelit after the first year. And still we say, I'm sorry, so therefore you want to say that by Makdish Stei Achuza, where you can be Gaul after the first year, you should be love of Gaul v'Gaul l'chatzon. We can say, no, Mocher Stei Achuza Yochiach, selling a Stei Achuza should show you that that's a wrong cheshbon, sheyupo kocho ligoel liolam, because if we give it the power, the strength, to be able to redeem it forever, meaning until Yovel, and yet, even though we give you that leniency, still vain love of Gaul v'Gaul l'chatzon, you're not allowed to borrow money to be Gaul, or to Gaul or to redeem it halfway. And if you're going to say, well, malamocher stei achuza shekin hurakocha ligol miad, well, when you sell a stei achuza, you can't learn anything from that, because when you sell a stei achuza, there's a big chumrah. You're not allowed to be goelit right away. Mocher bayis batei rechoma yochiach. Well, we could prove that even things that you can be goel right away, still we're not going to allow you to be love of a goel, l'chatzon, because you are allowed to redeem a house in batei rechoma right away, and still you're not allowed to be love of a goel, l'chatzon, v'chazar in. And therefore, you can go back and forth between the two of them and say as follows: Lo riza kriza. The chumra that you have by selling a house in a walled city is different than the chumra that you have by selling a stei achuza. And at sada shavish behen shenigalin, what they have in common is that they both have some point where you're allowed to redeem them, and both of them are ve'in love of a gal v'gal l'chatzayin. You're not allowed to be love of a gal, borrow money to redeem it, and you're not allowed to redeem it halfway. Oh, so afani avi makdish, so shenigal ve'in love of gol v'gol chatzon. So we can learn from there that when you're makdish estei achuza, also it can be redeemed, but you cannot borrow money to redeem it, nor can you redeem it lechatzayin. So the Gemara says, still not convinced by this drasha. Amalei marzutra b'reid rav mari l'ravina, ika lemifrach. We could ask a question on this tzad hashava. Mala tzad hashavish behen, shekein hurakochem ligol bishana shnia. But both things that we're learning from both the case of stei achuza and the case of batei arichoma, you're not allowed to redeem them in the second year, because when you sell stei achuza, the first 2 years there's a freeze where you're not allowed to redeem it, and when you sell a bayis b'batei rechoma, a house in a walled city, you're only allowed to redeem it in the first year. But Tamar b'Makdish, would you then say the same applies to being Makdish stei achuza sheyupo kocho ligol b'shana shnia, where we do allow redeeming it during the second year? Meaning maybe the whole reason you're not allowed to be love of a gol l'chatzayin, buy a house in batei rechoma and buy selling a stei Achuza is because it already has this chumrah that the second year you're not allowed to redeem it. But when it comes to Makdish Shtei Achuza, there is no such chumrah. So maybe by Makdish Shtei Achuza, you should be allowed to be love of a gol of a gol of chatzayin. Amrle Ravina, Ravina responds, no, Mishum Dika Lameimar, Evid Ivri, Anim Kalavi Kalchavim Yochiach. Now you can prove that from an Evid Ivri that's sold to a guy. She Yupo Kochali Gol Bishana Shnia, because we find that by an Evid Ivri that's sold to a guy that he is allowed to be redeemed in the second year, and still in love of Govel Gol Chatzon, still you're not allowed to borrow money to redeem him or redeem him halfway. So main point number one is we derive from the combination of the din of selling a house in a walled city and selling a Shtei Achuza and an Evid Ivri sold to a guy, that since in all of those cases you're not allowed to be love of a Gol, the Gol Chatzon, so too, when you're makdish Shtei Achuza, you're not allowed to be love of a goel, v'goel l'chatzayin. So it's a combination of all those three dinim that we derive, that you're not allowed to be love of a goel, v'goel l'chatzayin. Now, the Torah tells us that when a guy has to sell a Shtei Achuza, so a relative will want to come and redeem it. So when he sells a Shtei Achuza, the relative has the right to buy it back. So the Torah says also, if a person sells himself to a guy, that his relative can buy him back. But when you sell a house in Bati Arichoma, or when you sell yourself as a slave to a Jew, the Torah doesn't tell us whether a relative is allowed to buy you back. So the Gemara is going to discuss that exact issue. Boy minei Rav Huna bar Chinah minei Rav Sheshes. Hamoch rabayis Bati Arichoma, nigal l'krovim o'ay nigal l'krovim. If you sell a house in a walled city, can relatives buy it back for you? Gulaso gulaso mistei achuza, gamar mastei achuza eina nigalos l'chatzon v'nigalos l'krovim, af haynami e'ay nigal l'krovim. Do we say that we derive from a gezeirah shava of gu'ulaso, that just like a Shtei Achuza cannot be redeemed halfway, but can be redeemed by relatives, so too a house in a walled city cannot be redeemed halfway, but can be redeemed by relatives? Or maybe that gezeirah shava only tells us that you can't redeem it halfway, but b'krovim loksiv doesn't tell us anything about relatives. So that's the Gemara's question. He says, the answer is, relatives do not have the right to redeem a house in a walled city. So Rav Huna bar Chinah asks Rav Sheshes from the following Braisa. The Pasuk says, Bechol Gu'ula Titnu, and the Pasuk doesn't tell us what Gu'ula we're talking about. So the Braisa says, L'rabus Batim Ve'Evid Ivri. It's telling us that both houses and an Evid Ivri can be redeemed by relatives. My love, Batei Arei Chomo, when it says Batim, what kind of houses do you think it means? Isn't it talking about Batei Arichoma, houses in walled cities? So you see that it can be redeemed by relatives. So Gemara says, well, no, it's not talking about Batei Arichoma, Batei Chatzerim, it's talking about houses in regular cities, cities that don't have walls. Batei Chatzerim, Behediak Sivbahu, Astei Arati Chashev. No, it can't be talking about regular houses because we have a Beferish Pasuk that talks about regular houses. And so Gemara, Ahu Lekovachova. No, that Pasuk comes to tell us that it's an obligation for the relatives to redeem the house that was sold by his relative because he never needed the money. We're assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Titania, like the Brisa taught us, Vegalas Mimkar Achiv, where we learn that a relative redeems a field that his relative had sold, but Rishus, he has the right to do it. He's not obligated to do it. Are we sure that it's only that he has the right to do it? Maybe it's a chova. Maybe he's obligated to do it. That if a man doesn't have a relative to redeem, then he can do it himself. Is there any Jew that doesn't have relatives? Anyone who comes from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there's some, any other Jew is a relative, you know, a 10th cousin, a 12th cousin. We're talking about a guy who has relatives, but the relative doesn't want to buy the field. Because he has the right to choose to buy it or not to buy it. Div Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, V'ga'ales Mimkar Achiv, Chova. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there's an obligation to buy it back. Atomer Chova, Einol Rishus. Are we sure that it's an obligation? Maybe it's only Rishus. Tam Lomer, V'chol Gu'ulot Yitnu Hakosav Kava'u Chova. We see from there that the pasuk teaches us that it is a chova. So, since we need a pasuk to tell us that there's a chiyuv for the karov to redeem the field, we don't have any pasuk left to teach us that a relative redeems a batei arichoma. There is that's still left without any source. Sami le Rabban le Ravashi. The Rabban said Ravashi. Va'amri la Ravina le Ravashi. Some say it was Ravina said Ravashi. Bishlam lemandi yamar le Rabbus batei arichoma. I understand very well according to the opinion that wants to say that this pasuk teaches us that relatives redeem batei arichoma. Haynu d'chsiv bechol. That's why it says bechol to teach us batei arichoma. Elamandi yamar le Rabbus batei chetzerim my bechol. But if you say that it's coming to teach us that you have an obligation to redeem regular houses, why do I need the word bechol? Just say gula tidnu laretz. I don't need bechol, so kasha. So that's actually a kasha, and therefore the second main point is going to be that we derive from an extra pasuk that relatives redeem batei arichoma as well. That relatives redeem batei arichoma as well. Although there's a machlokas tanaim, let's add this, there's a machlokas tanaim whether relatives have an obligation to redeem or they're only permitted to redeem. So maybe put it this way. Although there's a machlokas tanaim whether there's an obligation to redeem houses or it's only a reshus, the Gemara concludes that the concept of relatives redeeming applies even to homes in walled cities. Now the Gemara asks another kashan of Sheish as well, that there's no gulas kroven by batei arichoma. Eisve Abaye asks, Matam lomer yigalenu shalosh pa'amim. Why does the Torah say the word yigalenu three times? L'rabus kol gulos shenagalos kaseder azetz. To tell us that anything that's supposed to be redeemed should be redeemed in this order. My love, batei arichoma the eved ivri. Isn't the Brisa coming to tell me that we're talking about redeeming batei arichoma and an eved ivri who sold to a Jew, that it doesn't say gu'ulas krovim in the Torah about those things, and yet from the words yigalenu we learn that those things can be redeemed as well? Lo, batei chatzerim stei achuza. No, it's coming to teach us about regular houses and ancestral fields. But what do you mean it's coming to teach about batei chatzerim and stei achuza? Those are explicit in the pasuk. I don't need an extra word yigalenu to teach about those things. Answers the Gemara, Kedam Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Lekarov Karov Kodem, Hachanami Lekarov Karov Kodem. Just like Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said about an entirely different matter, that we go with the closest relative first. So we hear also Yigalenu teaches us that we go with the closest relative first, that who should be the one to redeem the house? The closest relative. Where did Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak say somewhere else about going with the closest relative first? Hecha Itmar, the Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Where did Rav Nachum Yitzchak say this originally? What was the original context? Ahadi Bayilu, Eved Ivri Anim Kol Yisrael, Nigal L'Krovim O'Einu Nigal L'Krovim. It was on the other question that we said we're going to discuss. If an Eved Ivri is sold to a Jew, is there a din of Gulas Krovim? Do relatives redeem him? Alibet to Rebbe Loti Bayilach. According to Rebbe, there's no question. Da Amar, because Rebbe said in Rebraisa that we had earlier, that Misha Eino Nigal Be'ela, someone who's not redeemed by relatives, like an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, where there is no Gulas Krovim, Nigal B'Sheish, gets out at 6 years. So someone who's sold to who is redeemed by relatives, for sure gets out at 6 years. Alma Lo Mifrak. So you see from Rebbe's formulation that someone who's sold to another Jew does not have Gulas Krovim. So there's no question, according to Rebbe, that there's no Gulas Krovim for an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. But the question is, according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe and don't apply Rebbe's Kal V'Chomer, my, what's the din? Is there a din of Gulas Krovim by a Jew sold to another Jew? Yalfinan Sachir Sachir Velo Darshi Yigalenu. Should we learn from Sachir Sachir that whatever din applies when an Eved Ivri sold to a guy applies when an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, and we're not going to Darshan Yigalenu, and therefore there should be Gulas Krovim? Or maybe we should darshan yigalenu that there's a din of gulas krovim when an eved ivri sold to a guy, but not when an eved ivri sold to a Jew. So Gemara says tashma, let's come and bring a raya. Ubuchal geula titnu, that the pasuk says that there should be geula. What geula is that talking about? L'rabos batim ve'eved ivri. It's coming to tell us about houses and in eved ivri that there's the din of geulas krovim. My lav batar yicham ve'eved ivri anim kal Yisrael. Isn't it talking about houses in a walled city and an eved ivri who sold to a Jew? Lo, eved ivri anim kal avid kochavim. Maybe it's talking about an eved ivri who sold to a guy, where we know that there's a din of geulas krovim. Gemara says, no, can't be teaching me the din of Gulas Krovim by an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. Eved Ivri Yanim Kalavik Chavim Behed Yuxiv Bey. There's a Beferish Apostle about an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. O Dodo, O Ben Dodo, Yigalenu. Why would I need an extra Apostle to teach it to me? So the Gemara answers, Hahu Lekovo Chova Vafil Rabbi Yeshua. The extra Apostle comes to teach me that it's an obligation for the relative to redeem the Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. But maybe Eino Chinami, an Eved Ivri is sold to a Jew. Does not have a din of geulas krovim, so the Gemara is going to try to bring raya number two. Tashma, we learned in a brisa. Ma tamalom yigalenu 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 shlosh pa'am. Why does the Torah say yigalenu three times? The rabbis call a geulos shenegolos k'seder hazeh, to tell me that there's always a geulas krovim with the closest relative first. My love, batei arichom of eved ivri anim kol Yisrael. What kinds of geulos are we talking about? Aren't we talking about an eved ivri you sold to a Jew? Lo. The Gemara says, no, the Bryce is talking about regular houses and regular fields. We're not talking about an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. There is no din of Gulas Krovim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We already have a pasuk that there's a din of Gulas Krovim by Batei Chatzerim. I don't need another pasuk of Yigalenu to teach it to me. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeKarov Karov Kodem. No, it's kind of, I do need a second pasuk to tell me that not only is there a din of Gulas Krovim, but that the closest relative has to come first. So it turns out that with Gulas Krovim, it says explicitly in the Torah by Stei Achuza and by an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. Batei Chatzerim we compare to Stei Achuza. Batei Arichom is a machlokas tanoim, whether there's a din of Gulas Krovim. And when an Eved Ivri is sold to a Jew, the Gemara is not sure, and we leave it unresolved. So let's make that the last main point. Last main point is the Gemara leaves it unresolved whether an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew has a din of Geulas Krovim. An important concept, only one important concept over here, that's the concept of Karov Karov Kodem. Karov Karov Kodem means he who is the closest relative comes first. Karov, Karov, Kodem. Came up a few places. He who is the closest relative comes first. Okay, but Hashem will pick up at the two dots next time.